It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. When the automobile industry was young, every new car carried a standard set of tools, and every driver expected to get out and get under at any moment. Nowadays, we expect and often get almost perfect performance from our gas buggies. But the need for keeping our cars in tip-top mechanical shape has increased with the years. Today, we travel faster over roads jammed with traffic. In an emergency, good headlights, controls, or brakes can easily mean the difference between life and death. The National Safety Council says, see, steer, and stop safely. Check your car to check accidents. Remember, it's always better to tell it to a mechanic than to a jury. And repair bills are always cheaper before an accident. Know in advance. Don't take a chance. Make those repairs today. It's simple common sense to remember that the better you treat your car, the better it will treat you. Safety in driving isn't the other fellow's responsibility. It's yours. Only you can help eliminate America's shockingly high rate of traffic fatalities.
McGee, come out here to the kitchen a minute, will you?
Okay. What's the matter? You want something?
Yes, I'm trying to iron some of your shirts and it happened again.
What?
This frayed iron cord just blew out a fuse again.
It's kind of war, ain't it?
It's worn, loose, frayed, and frazzled in 14 places.
Now, don't you worry, baby. I'll fix it. You just stand right there, Tootsie, up to your chin in that cute little gingham dress, and you just keep smiling. I'll fix it.
The dress is not gingham. It's seersucker, and I'm not smiling. But I'll stand here till you fix this thing.
First thing I'll do is get this burned-out fuse out of here and replace it. Yeah, replace that burned-out fuse. Get there. There. That takes care of that fuse box. You won't burn any more fuses now.
What makes you think so?
Because we haven't got any fuses left. I've got a nickel's worth of bright, shiny copper pennies in that fuse box.
What?
Pennies don't blow out, you see, and they do the job just as good as fuses.
If the job you're trying to do is burn the house down, they'll do it even better. Look, why don't you trot down to the hardware store and get me a new iron cord and a box of fuses? And while you're down there, get some wire and rewire the floor lamp in the living room.
What's the matter with the floor lamp? Just because the cord was a little short and I had to splice it to the radio, it's okay. I can read with the radio on.
But the way you spliced it, McGee, the bare wires are showing.
Molly, all you got to remember is don't touch the bare wires, that's all. Gee whiz, you think I didn't know electricity the way you... I'll get it.
It's probably the power company come to take our meter out. If they ever find out what you're doing to their nice electricity...
No, it's probably Doc Gamble. He phoned and said he was going to drop by on his way from... Come on in, Fatso. Oh.
Hi, mister.
Oh, it's you, Teeny. I thought you were Dr. Gamble.
Boy, do you need glasses.
Do you want to see me, sis?
Sure I do, I betcha.
Well, come right in.
Thank you, Mr. McGee. But before we step inside, I better inform you that I am not here today as a friend. I am here today in my official capacity.
Oh? Your official capacity, huh?
Today I am not Teeny. The gay, carefree child you knew.
Oh?
Today, I am Inspector Teeny.
Cops and robbers, huh? Dum-da-dum-dum. Well, I'll get my water pistol.
No, Mr. McGee. Allow me to present my credentials.
Let me see this. This is to notify all citizens that this is Fire Prevention Week, and the bearer of these credentials, whose name appears below, is a member of the Wistful Vista Junior Fire Department.
And it is my duty as same to inspect your premises, and upon finding any fire hazards due to negligence on your part, to report same to the fire department.
Oh, really, sis?
And if said hazards are not corrected at once, a warrant will be issued for your arrest. Signed, B.J. Collins, Fire Chief.
Yeah? What kind of fire hazards are you looking for?
Oh, all kinds, mister. Fuse boxes with pennies in them.
Uh-oh.
And worn-out iron cords and buckets of oil like you always keep in your garage.
Oh, my gosh.
And that box of Excelsior next to your furnace from Christmas.
Hey, look, Teeny. Look at the airplane out there, Teeny.
Where?
Look.
Where?
Run down off of the porch and you can see it.
Oh, my gosh. That little tyke will murder me. I got to get some fuses. Clean things up. If she ever brings the fire chief in here...
Hey, Mr. McGee, hey.
Go home, Jeannie. We're not here. Come back tomorrow. Please, sis, give me a couple of days.
Open up in the name of the Junior Fire Department.
No, sis, come back tomorrow. Go away.
McGee, what's going on here? Open the door.
No, go away, Teeny.
Hey, Mr. McGee.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Today, when you send a care food package overseas, you do more than lend help to a needy person. You make a friend for America on a personal basis. Presidents Hoover, Truman, and Eisenhower have endorsed CARE, calling it a person-to-person expression of international goodwill. Right now, in Asia, millions of people are living on an inadequate diet. In Korea, half the population, about 10 million people, have either lost their homes and land or have been ruined by inflation and are dependent on relief. CARE packages are the most efficient economical way to send food and clothing to these stricken people. CARE is a nonprofit organization, and because of its large volume, makes it possible to send more per dollar than individuals or groups can send any other way. For just $6.95, CARE delivers the new budget food package in 14 European countries. If you don't feel you can pay for a full package yourself, contribute what you can to CARE New York or CARE Los Angeles, or forward your contribution through your local postmaster.
I keep telling you, McGee, I had to let her in. The way she kept blowing that police whistle and pointing to the house, what else could I do?
I suppose you're right. Where is she now?
She's out in the garage, looking for open paint and gasoline cans and oily rags.
Well, that's one thing we don't have to worry about. I had to work fast, but I got every last paint can and oily rag out of there.
Good. Where did you hide them?
Right here in the kitchen.
What? In the kitchen?
She'll never find them. I got them hid with... Shh, here she comes. And like I was saying, Molly, every citizen should cooperate on Fire Prevention Week. It's their civic duty. Oh, well, Inspector. I trust everything was satisfactory out in the garage.
All right, Mr. McGee. I give up. Where are they?
Where's what, Inspector?
All those old paint cans and that big pile of greasy rags that you always make cocktails for us kids out of that you keep in the garage, huh? Where are they?
Oh, that. Oh, I cleaned that garage out last night. Yeah, last night.
And about that electric outlet in the living room. Regulations say you're only supposed to have a limit of 3 plugs in one outlet, I betcha.
3 plugs, Inspector? Well...
And yours had 8. According to my manual, that's 5 too many.
Mm.
I think that's how the wires got frayed, Teeny, because...
Oh, no, Molly.
Frayed? What's frayed mean, Miss McGee?
Frayed? Well, that means the wires are brand new, Teeny.
Oh, well, then you ought to get your money back because they're all tore up.
Oh.
I already wrote that down, you see. Hazard number 11, wires on lamps all tore up. See footnote B.
What's footnote B?
In my fire inspector manual, it says more than 10 hazards entitles junior inspector to silver battalion leader badge. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Swell. I'm so happy for you.
That lamp wired to the radio with all the bare wires hanging out, that was a real good one, I betcha. That was 3 hazards.
Yeah, but Teeny...
Oh, boy, won't the other kids be jealous? When the fireman comes around, after I turn in my report, to see if you fixed up all the hazards...
Are they really going to send a fireman around? When? How much time will they give me to get it fixed up?
Till 7 o'clock tonight, Chief Collins said.
7 o'clock?
You're going to be awful busy, McGee.
My gosh, I better get started right now. Well, where's my toolbox? Call the hardware store. Order some fuses and wire. Holy smoke, this is... What you doing, Teeny?
I smell oily rags, I betcha.
McGee, where did you...
Oh, no, Teeny, you just imagine that. You don't smell... No, Teeny, don't open that! Mm.
Oh, boy. A whole oven full of paint cans and oily rags. A whole oven full of fire hazards.
McGee, for heaven's sakes, get those nasty things out of my oven.
All right, I will. Gee whiz, the oven's off.
Oh,
that's not...
boy. This can of paint is a hazard. And this oily rag is a hazard.
Mm.
And that oily rag is a hazard. And this can of paint is a hazard.
Oh,
and this oily rag is
oh,
a
boy.
Hazard.
This kid is hazard happy. There goes the last of the paint cans and stuff out of the garage. I threw out the cleaning fluid out of the basement. Took all the old book matches out of all my coat pockets. Hey, Molly, what time is it?
It's 10 to 7. Look, don't you think you're overdoing this a little?
I can't stop to chat now, kiddo. That fireman will be here any minute to check on Teeny's list of hazards.
You're never going to make it anyhow.
Don't you worry. I'm ready for them fire department guys. I got every one of Teeny's 23 fire hazards checked off and all taken care of. All the burnable stuff is out of the house and thrown away.
But the electrical stuff, you haven't had time to rewire all the lamps yet.
No hazard exists, my dear. Any unsafe lamps and stuff has been took out of the house and put in the garage so I can fix them. Your iron's out there. The toaster's out there.
That should be the fireman.
Good, because I just took one final step that guarantees we're legal. I'll get the door.
Good evening, sir. I'm Ed Barwell from Fire Station 12, and I expect you know why I'm here.
Well, well, Molly, the fire department is here. Come right in, sir. Happy to show you around.
Good.
Sorry, the living room looks empty. Took all the lamps out to have them rewired. Have to show you around by flashlight. I cut off the main switch at the fuse box, but the doorbell still rings. I don't want any electric sparks flying around. Might start a fire. Can't be too careful.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
This is Eddie Cantor, and if I may, I'd like to take a moment here to remind you about my weekly show business show. Every Thursday evening on most of the same NBC radio stations, I open my memory book and take a look into the world of show people. Not only do I talk about the great and wonderful old-timers in show business, I also tell you the intimate stories that surround the stars of today. And you'll hear some of their famous recordings, too. Recordings from the early 1900s and recordings from this very year. For old and new alike, combined to make show business your business. And so I like to tell you about their lives, and I do, during my weekly show business show. Won't you listen every week on the NBC Radio Network? This is Eddie Cantor reminding you and hoping you'll be in the audience.
And now, an official visitor. The Deputy Fire Prevention Engineer of the Los Angeles Fire Department, Chief Marvin E. Medder.
Thank you. Fibber and Molly, I've been listening to your frantic efforts to make your house safe against fire, and I just wanted to come in here and congratulate you both on clearing out the fire hazard.
Well, thank you, Chief Medder.
Yeah, we just barely made it, too. If you'd have been here 10 minutes ago, Chief, we were in such a mess.
Hush, McGee.
Yeah.
On behalf of a 500,000 Los Angeles boys and girls who have qualified as junior firemen, it is our honor and pleasure to present you with this citation, which reads as follows. Fibber McGee and Molly, the firefighters of Los Angeles salute you and extend the deepest of admiration and respect to radio's top-flight dispensers of clean, wholesome entertainment who have always taken advantage of every opportunity to spread the gospel of fire prevention to their vast listening audience. Signed, John H. Alderson, Chief Engineer, Los Angeles Fire Department.
Oh, my, that's nice.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you, Fibber and Molly. Good night.
Good night, Chief.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Barney Phillips as the fireman. This is John Wald inviting you in on the excitement tomorrow night when amateur painter George Gamble, M.D., startles the art world on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Follow the Senate committee hearing tonight on the NBC Radio Network.